Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check it out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, let's end our day today with Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
So, Georgia made it official. Half the country has permitless carry.
Yes, and it's a big deal. I mean, I have been involved in promoting Second Amendment issues and for about 50 years.
Right.
And I'll tell you, 20 years ago, if someone would have said that we would have half of the states in the union with Vermont carry, because that's how we talked about it 20 years ago.
Right.
It was the example of Vermont, because Vermont was the state where it had constitutional or permitless carry forever. They never got rid of it. I would have said, well, that's a wonderful dream, but it seems highly unlikely. And here we are. It is one of the greatest success stories for Second Amendment supporters, I would say, since 1791, when the Second Amendment was ratified.
Right.
You could argue about the 14th Amendment, but the 14th Amendment, while it clearly was meant to enshrine the Second Amendment as protected by the federal government and the federal court, was very quickly neutered by the Supreme Court in the Slaughterhouse cases. And that was because of the reality on the ground was nobody wanted another civil war, and the majority of the population in the South was willing to fight again if it had to. So that's the way I read the history anyway.
Right.
So today, we are on the path to restoring the Second Amendment. And we're going to have a Supreme Court ruling on carry outside the home in about 2 months, probably in June.
Right.
On the New York rifle and pistol case. So, you know, that may be another blow toward a movement toward restoring Second Amendment rights. And I talk about restoring them because we had them at one time, and they were gradually eroded over about 150 years. But in the first 40 years of the Republic, while the founders were still alive, there were no permits required and no prohibitions on open or concealed carry. And it seems to me significant that it was, they waited until after all the founders were dead before starting to promulgate these laws, primarily in states with a long history of slavery. And I think it's clearly because they feared slave rebellion. That's why they wanted to make sure that slaves, in particular, were unarmed. And if you allowed people to have concealed weapons, it's a lot harder to determine if a slave was armed or not.
Right.
So that's where a lot of this started. Exactly the opposite of the narrative that is being peddled today that the idea of the Second Amendment was to protect slavery. Well, I mean, there is a little bit of truth in that, in that the Second Amendment was meant to protect the existing governments and the existing people at the time. And slavery was an established institution that existed as part of the government. And it was everywhere in the world. It wasn't just in the United States. In fact, in the United States, slavery was practiced much more humanely than in most of the rest of the world. But people don't want to hear those facts. And it's, we're getting off course. So, obviously, the Second Amendment has to be enforced for all people of all races. And that's what equal protection under the law means, and we are getting there. If you're poor and don't have to pay a couple hundred dollars to get a permit in order to carry, well, then you're more equal than you used to be.
Right.
And that's where constitutional carry comes in. It's much better and more important for poor people than it is for people who've got mega yachts. You know, if you're Nancy Pelosi, you can have an armed security, or you can get a permit if you want it at the snap of your fingers.
Right.
If you're one of your household staff, probably not so much.
Not unless she wanted to help you.
Yes. Yeah, well, if you can get her favor, you can get almost anything done.
What do you think it does to have half the country is permitless carry as far as them ever wanting to ban guns? I mean, I know they want to ban guns every single day. Yeah.
It's so much harder for them to do so. And we're seeing the number of people with permits, too, increasing exponentially. The last I looked, it was something over 20 million people with permits in the United States, and increasing rapidly. And just because you have constitutional and permitless carry doesn't mean people don't want a permit. There's a lot of utility to having a permit in a lot of states. In Arizona, where I live, if you have that permit, you don't need to go through the instant check system in order to buy a firearm. It was very handy the other day when I bought a little .22 I'd kind of been thinking about for a while, and as part of guns becoming more available, the local store dropped the price by $10. And it was one of the cheapest 22s out there, and so that paid the sales tax on it, and I got it, you know, because I wanted to. So I just handed them over my concealed carry permit, and we didn't have to get on the phone and get a permission from the FBI because I'd already got it when I got the concealed carry permit.
Have you ever been to a place where they do the 4473 on a computer?
I haven't. That's a good question, because I have a local dealer that I've got set up a relationship with so that I don't have to pay the going rate for doing the background check. And it strikes me he may keep his records, but I know I signed the paper one, so yeah, he's still got paper copies, so no, I don't think I have that.
Well, I mean, the reason I ask that is because I have a concealed carry permit, and here in South Carolina, we also have it where you don't have to go through a background check if you have a concealed carry permit. However, whenever I go and buy it from wherever they have a computer 4473, it takes a prolonged period of time beyond me filling out the 4473, handing over my documents to them to copy out my numbers, pay, and walk out. That adds a half hour to it. But let's hold up right here, because we're coming up on the first break. You can catch that article concerning Georgia at ammoland.com, where Dean has nearly 2,000 articles waiting on you to come and pick them up. You'll be reading for a bit. Quite a while. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And while it is great that Georgia became the 25th state. We lost the possibility of getting the 26th state out of Nebraska, didn't we?
Yes, and it was close. It was very, very close. And but Nebraska is a particularly difficult road to hoe because you have to get two-thirds of the possible vote in their unicameral Senate
right. Three
times in order to pass the bill.
Right.
That is, if there's any opposition to it. And so if you have just a few senators that don't show up, it makes it almost impossible to get your two-thirds vote in Nebraska. You have to get 33 votes out of 49 senators, and that's very tough. They got 31, and I talked Dick, who is one of the staff there for Senator Brewer.
Right.
And we talked a little bit about it, and they had a compromise motion, an amendment that was up there that would have allowed Omaha to retain an abbreviated registration system from what they have now. That was the major compromise. But the problem was, if you got that compromise through, you gained a couple of votes, but you lost a couple of others.
Right.
And so they just could not quite get the 33. Now, there was one senator who was out ill. He's been sick quite a while, and he just couldn't be there to vote. And so with him out, he would have almost certainly voted for it, I was told. That would have been another vote, and then you'd have to get one more person to switch votes. And it just, they just weren't willing to do it. But the good news is we got about 15 to 20 senators in the Nebraska Senate, and there's only the Senate. There's no House. It's just one chamber in Nebraska that are coming up for election in this year, 2022. So of those, there may be a couple that we can swing over and make the difference. The other thing that I had been told, and I wrote about in a previous article, was that the police union in Omaha was lobbied extensively against the bill, and it appears they may have swung a vote or two, which made all the difference in this case. It's part of what we have in our checks and balances. We make it difficult to pass legislation for a reason. And it works both ways. It makes it difficult to get constitutional carry there, and if we do get it, it'll be exceedingly difficult to remove. So while this is a loss, and I appreciate Senator Brewer's efforts, he led the fight. As I was told, this is the first year they've been able to get it up for a vote in Nebraska. It had always been killed in committee before. Here they got it up to a vote, and within two votes of passing, I mean, really close, and Governor, I think it's Ricketts, had said he would sign it. So what I have seen in other states, and I've watched, 24 of them now, actually,
right,
a couple others, because there's been others that have closed, probably closer to 28 states that I've watched, them trying to do this process. Once you get it to a vote and you get people on paper as saying that they are willing to vote for it, it's very, very hard for those people to back away from it later. And it gets easier to do the next time. And so I have hoped that Nebraska will pass a constitutional carry bill in the next couple of years. But so much depends on personality.
Sure. You mentioned these three senators, Blood, Day, and McAllister. Are these people Republicans? Do we know what party they're affiliated with?
Well, you see, that's part of what the deal is in Nebraska. Because they're unicameral, they don't have any party affiliation that they have to admit to. But I've been told that Blood and they are Democrats in philosophy, and McAllister is a rhino in philosophy.
Right. But, I mean, they were now, present, and they did not vote. I mean, how is that legislative?
Day actually voted against closure, but Blood and McAllister were present but did not vote. Then we have Senator Justin Wayne. I may try to do an interview with him because he's an interesting guy. He's a black Democrat who represents a big chunk of Omaha, and
right.
yet he wanted this bill to go through because of how badly black people have been discriminated against by, the whole restrictions on the Second Amendment. At least that's
right.
the way it appears to me. I need to talk to him. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but that's the impression I've got talking to other people. So I can't say. I may well get an interview with him.
Right.
So he voted for closure, and then there were others. The couple that I'm not sure. I think they're probably Democrats in their philosophy or flavor, however you want to look at it. Pansing Brooks. That's one person. Pansing Brooks and Vargas. I believe they're Democrats, and they're looking to run for a congressional seat, I've been told. And they made themselves, it appears they made themselves scarce when the vote came up. And then there are some others. Most of the people who voted against it were surprised from the urban centers of Omaha and Lincoln.
Yeah.
And I name names in the article so people can go there and see those names. I didn't include links to every single one, but I did to, I think, four of them. And you can just go to the Nebraska. They have a very good legislative website.
Hang on
website.
Right there. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Go to amaland.com. Check out the story. Go take a look, especially if you're from Nebraska. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first busload of illegal immigrants caught at the Texas border has arrived at the nation's capital. The busing strategy is part of Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's response to the Biden administration's decision to end a public health rule, which has been used to expedite deportations. Abbott saying his state is overwhelmed with illegal immigrants. They were from Colombia, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, and were dropped off near Union Station.
My fellow New Yorkers, we got it. We got it.
NYPD Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell saying that the suspected New York City subway attacker has been captured. Frank James was wanted for shooting 10 people on a train while it pulled into a Brooklyn station Tuesday. USA Radio News. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine could disrupt food prices, especially wheat and fertilizer. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a lifting of unnecessary sanctions and aid to nations affected by hunger.
The report also shows that there is a direct correlation between rising food prices and social and political instability. Our world cannot afford this. We need to act now.
He says the Russian invasion is already causing instability for vulnerable people. The producer price index increased 1.4% in March, more than the 1% bump analysts had forecast. It's up 11.2% over the past year. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 344 points to close at 34,564, the S&P jumping 49 points, the NASDAQ rose by 272. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com, talking to Dean Weingarten, and we're going to go from stupid politicians that don't vote the right way like they say they're going to my favorite topic, which is the curious phenomena of people being in a position where they have to defend themselves with a handgun against an apex predator.
Yes, and it's one of my favorite topics, too, because the results are not exactly expected. And I have to say, give a preface of how this happened about, well, I guess it's about almost 6 years ago now. Yeah, very close to 6 years ago. There was a discussion, and I'd been following this sort of thing because I was interested in it for quite a while. And it happened on freerepublic.com. I've got a link in the article. And one of the people discussing said, well, there's so many cases where people try to defend themselves with handguns, even big magnums, and they get seriously mauled and hurt and killed, you know. And I was thinking about it, and I was trying to remember actual cases where this had happened.
Right.
And so I posted back and I said, well, send me a link. You know, if these happen so often, it shouldn't be that hard to find cases where people, you know, shooting handguns at bears, you know, failed at self-defense, where the pistols were ineffective. And I said, it shouldn't be that hard. And I believe that the poster was acting in good faith. That's what he actually believed. It shows how we can be misled by the way things are presented in the media. And he never got back to me. I'm presuming it's a he. He had a screen name, so I'm not sure. And right. Then so I started looking and with some associates, and we diligently searched for cases where people fired a pistol at bears and it failed to drive off the bear or kill the bear, stop the attack. That the defensive action didn't work. And we had a hard time. We found quite a few cases where they worked, where pistols worked. And we only were looking at cases where pistols were actually fired, because the problem of access to a defensive weapon is pretty much the same, whether it's bear spray or handguns or big knives or rifles, shotguns, a hatchet. You know, it's having it handy and available that you can get at quickly is pretty much the same problem. So we only looked at cases where the handgun was actually fired. And none of those systems do any good if there can't be accessed in time to use them. So after months and then years of searching on the internet and in books and in official sources, and we successfully, I should say AMLAND, give the credit where it's due,
right,
submitted a Freedom of Information Act request, and we got a fair number of cases there from the federal government. We found more and more and more cases, and about a year ago in June of 21, the cases started at 103. We found 20 more since then, and we just published the update on AMLAND. And of those 123 cases, and we include every single case we can find that's documented, where a handgun was fired in defense against bears. So we don't throw out any data. We don't cherry pick it. We include every one. We found 3 documented cases where the firing of a handgun did not stop the attack by driving off or killing the bear or bears involved. I mean, and so there's 3 out of 123. That means 98% were successful, which is an incredible number. If somebody had told me that when we started this 6 years ago, I said, nah, 98%, not up, maybe 90%. Even 95 seems pretty hot. 98%? Of course, when we started, it started at 97%. And then over time, because there's so, the cases of failure are so rare, it got as low as, I think, 95, and then and now it's at 98. And one more failure would put it back down to 97.
Right.
So, these things, it's just because they're relatively rare cases, the statistics will bounce a bit, but it's been pretty consistently between about 95 and 98%. That's really high. And if you look at the failures, which I have an article out there, I think we discussed it a couple weeks ago, on the failures, there's only 3, so there's not a lot to look at.
Right.
But if you look at them, you say, hey, you know, using a .22 pistol against a polar bear and then tossing the pistol from one person to another and shooting at the bear from 50 feet away, yeah, that might not be the best way to use your limited firepower there. And there was the other 2 cases. It appears that probably the bear was never hit, and it seemed like the people were they were not very concerned about actually trying to hit the bear, it appeared, in those 2 cases.
Right.
So it's not too surprising that if you do not actually hit the bear, you may not stop the bear.
Yeah, that would be my thought process anyway.
But,
that would
process. Now, turns out that just firing the gun, and then we have several cases that were, I'd call them successful warning shot cases, that just firing the gun is enough to stop the attack and drive the bear away. and that happens. Maybe I should do an article just on those warning shots, because I think there's a fair number of them in that 123.
Well, let me ask you a question about that with the warning shots, because from what I see, like if I look online for a video of this, it seems like it's always a hunter who's trying to warn the bear away, and he hasn't completed his hunt yet, or it's not the person that's out hiking or camping or any of this other stuff. It's always a hunter, and they're doing everything they can to not kill the bear.
Well, I see a lot of non-hunters that this has happened with. And if you go over all the cases and look at them, and mostly I think it's biased because we're looking at pistols only.
Right.
You know, we're not looking at rifles. And most hunters have rifles or shotguns, and so they're more likely to fire the rifle or shotgun. And part of the problem with that is that if you've got a four-shot rifle or in a big magnum, someone only has three shots, and you fire a shot or two in warning, you don't have a lot left. But, and then we had a case, I think it's maybe one of these 20 cases, where a guy had a 10-millimeter with an 8-shot magazine, and he fired 6 shots in warning. He ended up killing the bear, as I recall.
Yeah.
But you know, two shots.
Hang on right there. Coming up on the last break, this article is also available at AmmoLand.com, as is nearly 2,000 more. These are always the most, for me, the riveting articles that Dean writes, because this is research, and this is beyond politics, I think, sometimes. Sometimes politics gets on my nerves, and I want to hear about the natural world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last time on The Firing Line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about bears just now and everything else. You were talking about a 10-millimeter pistol with 8 shots, and he fired 6 warning shots.
Right. That seemed a little excessive to me, but, you know, I it's one of the advantages you have with a magazine-fed semi-automatic is you have more shots.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a 5-shot revolver, well, it's a little more problematic. But if you've got a Glock 20 with 15 shots, you have a few more that you can expend on warning shots.
Indeed.
And that's the other thing that we see when we look at these cases is that people have this idea that they're going to be charged out of nowhere by a big grizzly bear at point-blank range and never have a chance to even draw a pistol. Well, of course, that applies if you have bear spray or anything. But it turns out those cases are relatively rare. There's almost always some warning. And for black bears and polar bears, they usually end up give you quite a bit of warning because they're mostly predatory attacks against prey humans that they're not familiar with. So they approach somewhat cautiously, trying to figure out if you're a danger or not.
Right.
Well, if that bear keeps sidling up to you and eyeing you like a cat looking at a bird at a feeder, well, you got a pretty good idea they need to be dealt with. So you have plenty of time to deal with them. But grizzly bears are often a surprise attack in heavy cover. I would say it's much less than, half the time. But it does happen. But even there, what we see is that for people who are aware of their surroundings or trying to be, you usually have a few seconds. You'll hear brush crackling. You'll see brush waving. You know, you'll have a chance to draw a pistol. Now, it's not 100%. There are times when people just get hit without time to getting at a defensive weapon. But that happens no matter what you have, whether, like I said, even if you have bear spray or a belt axe, it's the same kind of situation. But those are relatively rare. Now, the other thing we see is that I think, and this is my opinion, but I've been looking at this for several years now, is that there's far more of these attacks or rather defensive uses of handguns against bears, then get reported, then we see. If we, in this particular case, and it's mostly because of the Freedom of Information Act from AnimalLand, we had 20 new cases to add to the database. 13 of those were not published in the major media. And I would argue that probably you could say 14 because one of them came out of the biography of a bear hunter. And so I don't know that I'd call that major media. It's a book about somebody who wrote his lifetime experiences of hunting bears. And I'm convinced it's valid because although this guy was mauled twice by bears, both of those times he didn't have a pistol with him, and he killed about 1,100 bears in his career, and this was the only one where he used the pistol to defend himself against the bear. So, right. You know, I don't think he's exaggerating, or there'd been a lot of it. So when you have, out of 20 cases, 14 of them that we just found through diligent digging, how many of them are out there that we don't see? A lot. Particularly for black bears, and maybe somewhat, not as often because there just aren't many people that come in contact with polar bears. But black bears, there's quite a few. You know, how many of them happen where a black bear is, not respecting the personal space of somebody out in Alaska, and they just say, this black bear is dangerous, I got to get rid of it, and it never gets reported. Or even if it does get reported in the Defense of Life and Property report that Alaska requires, those we haven't been able to get access to, so we don't see them. So there could be quite a few defensive reports in those Defense of Life and Property reports that we don't see. So I've thought about ways to try to get at them, and maybe that'll happen eventually. We don't have to report on the specific person's name, you know, give a date, time, place, and say that the name is redacted, you know, for reasons of confidentiality. We did that with a lot of these Freedom of Information Act requests. They redact the name of the people involved, and we respect that. So that's a possibility. We might be able to get at them. And we have another Freedom of Information Act. I don't want to give out too much, but there's another one in the works, so we hope to get some more information from that. But these could be much more common than what we know about, because if no human is hurt or killed, it's not much of a news story.
Right. I guess my thing with this is that even like around here where I live, housing is on the upswing. They are pushing out. And you have black bears here in Asheville, North Carolina, where they had a black bear attack not too long ago. Pushing out. Although Asheville's doing it different because they're not like pushing out like in a wave. It's more like they'll say, let's do it here because it's a mountainous terrain, so they have to find something that doesn't cost an arm and a leg to level out. And then they build a business like on an outcrop or, you know, in a little area, a little strip mall, and then it's surrounded by wilderness. So I could see where the bears would be coming in into play there, but I expect to continue to see all of this horrible stuff continue to happen. But
In that bear attack that happened in Asheville, that was a black bear. And that black bear acted pretty much like I'm talking about. You know, it wouldn't stay away. It kept going after these people, even though they retreated. And they managed to save their dog. The husband had some serious injuries that had to be taken care of. But if they'd have had a defensive handgun with them, it would have been all over very quickly.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And, so for those people, even in urban areas, you know, there are times when the defensive handgun is necessary for not just two-legged predators, but for four-legged predators as well. And the most common probably being a dog that's on the loose or a pack of dogs. And we have more people killed by dogs in the United States than we do by bears by a considerable amount.
Right. Well, that's not that. That's also something I never thought about. I mean, as we continue to push out, there's all kinds of things out there that the unprepared might face that might be sort of cataclysmic, isn't it?
It can happen, and that's one of the things we're learning, is that we're not nearly as safe as we thought we were. You know, there. Yeah. And the problem is when you have the government agencies basically saying, we don't think we should enforce the law because we don't want to be mean to those criminals. Well, then you get a lot more nasty stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So will you be around come Friday?
I expect to be.
Yeah. This show, I guess this must be a part of aging for me, because this show seemed like it was just blown right by.
Well,
but in any event,
topics I enjoy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And thank you for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load. Or rather, this has been Lock and Load. Got done with that, not only prematurely, but erroneously. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.